And finally, new rule, since this is Mother's Day weekend, let's pause and take a moment to think about how your mother was always there for you, looking after you and keeping you safe. And then realize, that's not Twitter's job. Keeping you safe and sorting out the lies from the truth is your job. When we talk about misinformation, we always focus on the producers, never the consumers. As if we're all helpless, dumb blondes ready to believe anything, like Donald Trump. Do lies spread faster than they used to? Of course. But so can truth, which in the internet age is always at your fingertips. You just have to learn how to use Google for something other than porn. But this idea that we can clean up Twitter and protect you from fake news and disinformation, it's so ridiculous. It's like fact-checking the graffiti on the bathroom wall of a dive bar. We called this number and we didn't have a good time. People always lie. That's what people do. Every age is the misinformation age. And whenever a new means of communication comes along, some reach right for the censor button. In 1858, the New York Times thought we couldn't handle the transatlantic telegraph. They said it was superficial and too fast for the truth. In 1487, the Pope issued an order to stop the misuse of the printing press for the distribution of pernicious writing. You know, fake news. Like how the earth is a ball. In 1938, radio was the hot medium of the day, and lots of people got plenty worked up about it, especially after Orson Welles presented what was obviously a fictitious drama about a Martian invasion of New Jersey, and thousands of people thought it was real and panicked. You cannot censor away that level of naivete. The Martians had the whole universe to invade, and they chose New Jersey? People on social media like to say, I did my research, but it doesn't count if you did your research on social media. I once did a stand-up special called Be More Cynical. This is what I was talking about. Lies are ubiquitous, and in that way, they're quite analogous to germs and viruses. People think you can germ-proof the world and never have to be in contact with the things that can hurt you, but you can't. You have to have a strong immune system. It's the reason babies who live in sterile environments are more likely to develop allergies than babies who are allowed to exist in the world as it is, messy and impure. Lies are all around you. Develop a better bullshit detector. That's a better solution than me giving up what I'm allowed to read. Who decides that? Who decides what gets the no evidence for that sticker slapped on it? Most people in this country still have a religion. They believe they have an imaginary best friend in the sky who they can talk to help them with their problems. Nobody throws up a warning label on that says, there's no evidence for this. Now, Conservatives do seem to have a special talent for embracing the real eye roll stuff, like Hillary's pizza parlor pedophile ring, or Democrats eat babies, lizard people are running the world. But 41% of Democrats last year believed the hospitalization rate if you got COVID unvaccinated was over 50%, when it was actually less than 1%. Somebody's misinformation got to those people. Sometimes misinformation is just history's first draft. I see a lot of things on social media, and also on old fucks media. And I don't completely believe any of it. Not right away, not until I check it out. And when I ask, is it true? Usually the answer turns out to be, well, sort of. Or yes, but, yeah. See, we've all become very adept at saying things that are technically true but lack context, or that leave out half the story. So if we're gonna ban untruth, does that include the half-truth, the quarter-truth? And wait, don't the wokest people in the world believe that what really matters is your truth? So yes, of course we should ban kiddie porn and libel and personal threats and calls for insurrection. That's a no-brainer because they're already illegal. And finally, new rule, since this is Mother's Day weekend, let's pause and take a moment to think about how your mother was always there for you, looking after you and keeping you safe. And then realize, that's not Twitter's job. Keeping you safe and sorting out the lies from the truth is your job. When we talk about misinformation, we always focus on the producers, never the consumers. As if we're all helpless, dumb blondes ready to believe anything, like Donald Trump. Do lies spread faster than they used to? Of course, but so can truth, which in the internet age is always at your fingertips. You just have to learn how to use Google for something other than porn. But this idea that we can clean up Twitter and protect you from fake news and disinformation, it's so ridiculous. It's like fact-checking the graffiti on the bathroom wall of a dive bar. We called this number and we didn't have a good time. People always lie. That's what people do. Every age is the misinformation age. And whenever a new means of communication comes along, some reach right for the censor button. In 1858, the New York Times thought we couldn't handle the transatlantic telegraph. They said it was superficial and too fast for the truth. In 1487, the Pope issued an order to stop the misuse of the printing press for the distribution of pernicious writing. You know, fake news. Like how the earth is a ball. In 1938, radio was the hot medium of the day, and lots of people got plenty worked up about it, especially after Orson Welles presented what was obviously a fictitious drama about a Martian invasion of New Jersey, and thousands of people thought it was real and panicked. You cannot censor away that level of naivete. The Martians had the whole universe to invade, and they chose New Jersey? People on social media like to say, I did my research, but it doesn't count if you did your research on social media. I once did a stand-up special called Be More Cynical. This is what I was talking about. Lies are ubiquitous, and in that way, they're quite analogous to germs and viruses. People think you can germ-proof the world, and never have to be in contact with the things that can hurt you. But you can't. You have to have a strong immune system. It's the reason babies who live in sterile environments are more likely to develop allergies than babies who are allowed to exist in the world as it is, messy and impure. Lies are all around you. Develop a better bullshit detector. That's a better That's a better solution than me giving up what I'm allowed to read. Who decides that? Who decides what gets the no evidence for that sticker slapped on it? Most people in this country still have a religion. They believe they have an imaginary best friend in the sky who they can talk to help them with their problems. Nobody throws up a warning label on that says, there's no evidence for this. Now, conservatives do seem to have a special talent for embracing the real eye roll stuff, like Hillary's pizza parlor pedophile ring, or Democrats eat babies, lizard people are running the world. But 41% of Democrats last year believed the hospitalization rate if you got COVID unvaccinated was over 50%, when it was actually less than 1%. Somebody's misinformation got to those people. Sometimes misinformation is just history's first draft. I see a lot of things on social media, and also on old fucks media. And I don't completely believe any of it. Not right away, not until I check it out. And when I ask, is it true? Usually the answer turns out to be, well, sort of. Or yes, but, yeah. See, we've all become very adept at saying things that are technically true but lack context, or that leave out half the story. So if we're gonna ban untruth, does that include the half-truth, the quarter-truth? And wait, don't the wokest people in the world believe that what really matters is your truth? So yes, of course we should ban kiddie porn and libel and personal threats and calls for insurrection. That's a no-brainer because they're already illegal.